This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The next question. Sir, I have a question. Is it permissible to open the Holy Quran on the phone without performing wudu? Open and read it? Jazakallahu khairan. The question posed was that is it permissible to read the Quran on the phone, on any smartphone, and now it's available, there are many Quranic apps, you download it. So if you open on the phone without doing wudu, can you read it, or is it compulsory even while reading the Quran on the phone, iPhone or tablet, you have to have wudu. Regarding the question that can we touch a Quran, and now I'm talking about the Mus'haf, then I'll come to a tablet or electronic device. First we'll discuss on the topic, is it permissible to touch the Quran, the Mus'haf of the Quran, without wudu? There is a verse in the Quran where people normally quote of Surah Waqia, chapter 56, verse number 77 to 80, that none shall touch the Quran except those who are mutahareen. Now this, people prove from this verse that because of this verse, the Quran is very clear cut. Allah says that no one can touch the Quran except in wudu, you have to be pure. This is a misconception. If you read this verse in the context of Nuzul Quran, whether you read Ibn Qasir or any of the Tafasir, it says that this verse was revealed when people laid an allegation that the Prophet is receiving these messages from the Satan. The verse was revealed, none can touch it except those who are mutahareen. Now this, what they're talking about touching, is not the Mus'haf of the Quran, it's talking about the tablet preserved. Talking about the Lohi Mehfuz, not about the Mus'haf of the Quran. And when it says, except those who are mutahareen, it's not talking about the person being in a state of wudu. It's talking about those, not about physical purity, it's talking about everything, spiritual, everything. This is referring to the angels. So these verses of the Quran, of Surah Waqia chapter 56, verse 77 to 80, when the word mutahareen is used, it's not referring to a human being being in wudu, it's talking about those who are absolutely pure, talking about the angels. So anyone using this verse of the Quran to prove that it should be in wudu is totally wrong. This is talking about the Lohe Mehfuz, and it is referring to the angels to reply to the allegation that the Prophet is receiving from the Satan. So Satans cannot come anywhere close to the tablet well preserved where the original Lohe Mehfuz is there. Now coming to the question that is it compulsory to be in wudu when you touch the Quran? There is no Quranic verse that tells you should be in wudu, but there's a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad that when he sent a letter to the people of Yemen, he said that none should touch the Quran except those who are pure. Now there is a difference of opinion among the scholars whether is it fard for a person to be in wudu to touch the Quran. The majority of the scholars say yes, you should, because the word purity has three levels, that you should not be in najasat, and the Quran says that every mushrik is najas. Now here it's talking about impurity of soul, not impurity of body. So when they're saying that the mushrik is najas, means impurity of soul. That's one level of impurity. The second is, if a person who is in janaba, he is in major impurity or ceremonial impurity. Even though he is called, he may not be in wudu, and if he's not in najasa, he's not in ceremonial impurity, if he's not ejaculated, if he didn't have a sexual intercourse, if the lady is not going under menstruation, then she is yet considered pure, even if she is not in wudu, but that's called as the minor state of purity. And the third level is, if you are not in wudu, if you are in wudu, then you are totally pure. That means you are not even in minor impurity. So three types of impurity: one, impurity of kafir or a mushrik. The second is impurity of najasa because of menstruation or ejaculation. And third impurity is if you are not in wudu. So if you are not in wudu, then you are in minor impurity. If you are not in wudu, then you are in minor impurity. If you have done ejaculation or menstrual cycle or intercourse, then that's called a major impurity. So scholars differ. So, but the majority of the scholars say that you should be in wudu to... So the scholars differ. What did the Prophet mean when he said, what type of purity event that you should be touching the Quran? So if it meant that purity only of the soul, that is for non-Muslims, or if it meant only purity from the major impurity, that is ejaculation or menstruation, that means, okay, fine, you can touch the Quran if you're not in wudu. If it meant that you should not be in minor impurity also, then you should be in wudu. So the majority of the scholars say that you should be in wudu, but there are scholars who say there's no evidence, so being in wudu is not fard. But all agree it is mustab to be in wudu. So while touching the mushaf of the Quran, it is mustab to be in wudu. Some scholars say it is fard, some scholars say it's not fard, but those also who say it's not fard, they do agree it should at least be mustab. And scholars agree unanimously that if you are in major impurity, if you are in najasa, or if you are have an ejaculation or an intercourse, then you should not touch the Quran physically. Now coming to the question that whichever scholar you believe in, whether it's a fard or not to be in fard, can we touch the mobile? Can we open the Quran on the mobile and read it, or on a tablet or on a computer or any electronic device? All the scholars unanimously agree that the ruling for touching a mushaf, a copy of the Quran, is not the same for an electronic device, whether it be a mobile phone, whether it be a smartphone, whether it be a tablet, whether it be a computer. This doesn't apply, so there is no question that you should be in wudu. All the scholars agree that reading the Quran, you don't have to be in wudu. So if you open the Quran on iPhone and touch the iPhone, or on a tablet and touch the tablet, or on a laptop or touch the laptop, or on a computer touch the computer, all scholars mostly agree that there is no requirement to be in wudu when you're reading or touching the iPhone or the smartphone or the tablet or a laptop or a computer. All unanimously agree that electronic device, you don't have to be in wudu, it's no problem at all. But generally, of course, all scholars agree that if you are in wudu, it is preferable, even while reciting the Quran, but it's not a fard at all. Hope that answers the question.